Times Radio. Believe it. Current Voice Radio. Believe it.
For the talk. No one knows my pain. No one sees these problems. Lord, I have to face only you, Lord. Only you, Lord. Yeah, only you, Lord. Only you, Lord.
You're listening to Spirituality and the Mix of Life coming your way this evening.
Yeah, sometimes I wanna run away when I'm facing all these trials. Times I wanna go astray when I'm going through these troubles.
Oh yeah, this is a nice tune here by Jose Hines.
But I'm bowing my knees, oh God. Oh yeah. And I'm calling out to you. I'm calling out, I'm crying now. Lord, help me come.
I have a couple to run by you this evening.
No one knows my struggle. No one knows my pain. No one sees these problems. Lord, I have to face only you, you, Lord.
Only you, Lord.
Only you, Lord, yeah. Sometimes I wanna run away when I'm facing all these trials. At times I wanna go astray when I'm going through these troubles. But I'm bowing my knees, oh God, and I'm calling out to you. I'm calling out, I'm crying out. Lord, help me come true. Cause no one knows my struggle. No one knows my pain. No one sees these problems. Lord, I have to face only you, Lord. Only you, Lord, yeah. Only you, Lord. Only you, Lord, yeah. There's times I wanna give up. Cause the road, it gets so rough. Times I wanna quit, Lord, cause the battle gets so rough. But you remind me that weeping may endure for a night time, but joy, it comes in the morning. No one knows my struggle, no one knows my pain, no one sees these problems. Lord, I have to face only you, Lord.
Oh yes, we are going through.
When I'm bowing my knees, oh God.
Oh yeah.
And I'm calling out to you. I'm calling out, I'm crying out. Lord, help me come true. Cause no one knows my struggle. No one knows my pain. No one sees these problems. Lord, I have to face only you, Lord. Battle gets so rough, but you remind me that weeping may
For sure, for sure.
No one knows my struggle.
You're listening to Straight Talk. No, you're not. Spirituality in the mix, but I'm always straight. Spirituality in the mix of life coming your way today, today, tonight, in this nighttime.
No one knows my pain. No one sees these problems. Lord, I have to face only you, Lord. Only you, Lord, yeah. Only you, Lord. Only you, Lord, yeah. Time to wanna run away when I'm facing all these trials. At times I wanna go astray when I'm facing all these troubles.
My defense, to be my shield and guide in the midst of the storm. And though I go through the murky clay, you promise to be with me always. It's Jose Hans. Yeah.
Yeah, Jose Hans, one of my favorite artists. This evening's topic is, you are the spirit in the village. Yes, you are. You are the one that makes everything happen in life. And so we have to remember who we are when I say you are the spirit in the village. You are the value aspiration. The value aspiration that creates the daily flow of what life looks like. You do that. Creation is constantly running in the background. I've never awakened on any given day where the wind wasn't blowing, the sun wasn't shining. I've said this before. And some of this is an add-a-ray to what I was talking about last week. And the music matters inside of that whole creative process, because the music is an expression, again, of who you are. All of those troubles you're going through, all the difficulty that you experience on a daily basis because someone else showed up or something showed up to cause you to have to struggle. It's important that you recognize that you are the key master or key mistress, or however you want to refer to yourself, that is responsible for what is going on every single day. It doesn't just happen. It's about activity that is relevant. You have to create, and you do create, based on what you do, the behavior that catapults you, because you're the spirit in the village. How you think and what you do, your character. Some people will apply for your character on your behalf, and they're not allowed, they're not qualified, so these are some of the things that make you function as the spirit in the village. So however you behave and whatever you have to say, do, think, or feel, as I always say, is part of what you need to be able to handle. So as you're thinking and you're moving through this day, and again, I feel like we're due for a reboot. The spirit in the village is due for a reboot, because so much has happened. And there's a price to be paid, and there was a price paid for that. It's unbelievable. Now, as a character, and being the spirit in the village, I dedicated myself to researching and questioning every single thing that I could in order to figure out why I was here. And what am I doing here? And it's not an easy thing as a spirit, because sometimes we're compassed about. So I had to figure out how I was going to survive this thing called life. And more than survive, be grateful, be practical, and be smart. A lot of what I'm saying in a lot of these shows, someone said to me, I must mention that they're available on orbispeaks.net after we get off the air. And you can go to the audio video page on orbispeaks.net and you can scroll down to see where we are on the conversation in the show. So, as a spirit in the village, I grew up in an island called Barbados, and I said it many times and I continue to say it because, like I said, some things are worth repeating. But the most thing that affects you, the spirit in the village, is your belief system. How do you honor your cognitive ability and your practicality of living in this lifetime? What do you believe about you? What do you believe about your environment? So for me personally, and I must talk about me, is that I found that what most often affects a person is not a long dissertation. That's what I found. But a phrase or a line that is kept in your mind and in my mind that influences the course we take during a season or a lifetime. Now, I needed to push through confusion. People are always surprised when I tell them that when I was born, I was a mutant. I started doing more research more recently into the history of my life and birth and the problems that affected me being a mute. And I'm learning some very special things about my existence. And I'm going to suggest to other people, it's not an easy ride. Some things you're going to find out that you don't like about maybe your family or friends, relatives or neighbors. But give yourself a break to take a second look at the spirit in the village, which is you. You're thinking, talking, walking, speaking. All of those are spiritual things that are generated because of an internal mind. And they function as a result of the brain's ability to give you that kind of notion or to help you master the conversation, if you will. And the power of words is the driving engine of what transpired during your day. Whether you hear something, see something. As a matter of fact, your five senses are very crucial to how your spirit moves in the village. And the power to inform and enlighten, the power to aid in turbulent times, as we are now. I was listening earlier to Herbert and watching him on YouTube for a premiere video that he did, and I decided to share it because I was moved by what he was saying. And I'm very often moved by what Herbert has to say, because as the author and a good friend of mine and a colleague, he wrote the 12 Universal Laws of Success, which has the power to inform and enlighten, the power to aid in turbulent times, like I said earlier, and the power to heal and light you away. And today, because of certain things that I was experiencing, I had to say, man, Herbert, you are always on time, Herbert Harris. You're always on time. Because your video today moved me, enlightened me, empowered me, reminded me of how powerful my presence is in the village as a spirit, as an encourager, as a lover of people. And sometimes those same people that you love will not love you back. And sometimes you can take it personal because everyone, without regard, wants to be loved. And that's what the spirit in the village calls for. That's the mandate of civilization, to love each other. That is the spiritual direction for the village. But we have some interrupters. And I've named it I consider it a new virus that nobody's really paying attention to. But it's been around before COVID and all the other viruses, and it has affected and penetrated and destroyed civilization, created racism, created hate, greed, envy, all of these different pieces because of the spirits in the village. And you are the spirit in the village. Wherever you are, whoever you are, you're the spirit in the village. So how did I set up for my spirit to become resilient, stay resilient? What type of information did I put out there before me so that I can have a place to go to revitalize the spirit in the village? And what I did is I wrote quote notes, the book, and I felt that if I told myself something positive every day, and I knew I could take that understanding with a message behind it. So you write the book, you do the quote, and you put the message and the meaning and the purpose and the heart and the mission behind it. That's all part of your spirit in the village. So in my book, every quote has stood the test of time with me as I journey through this garden we call life. I'm constantly using them as a reminder of how to maintain my space. And I wrote it some time ago, and I wrote it because I was always in the place, in the spirit in the village as an encourager. And one day, a young lady, as I was getting on the elevator, said to me, I wish that you could be a quote note. I wish you were a tiny little book that I could take, put it in my back pocket or my pocket and carry it with me all the time. That got me excited. Someone else, the power of one in the village matters. So I said, you know, I better start doing some writing. And I've written and written. I've got so many documents for years that every now and then I have to go back through them and look and see and recognize that some of the things that I have been talking about for so many years are now necessary and are in those notes. And as a matter of fact, a lot of them are part of the reason I'm writing my second book. And I know my publisher is on my neck to get it done and get it out. Because my voice and the spirit and the encouragement in the village also is a motivation for them. So cultivating a place called home in the village and the spirit represent, without excuse, the stabilizing factors that allow me to perceive, conceive, and believe in what I am doing and how to permeate the changing environment in which I exist and serve on a daily basis. As a coach, I have had the opportunity to pass on the internalization of these quotes to clients and friends who have approached me at some point in their life and asked for a helping hand, or even a push towards attainment of their own dream. And so I realized that in the village, my spirit has the capacity to grow people, to be of a help to other people. It was one of the driving forces for me going to college. One of the driving forces for me to continue. Today, I have birthed speakers, internet broadcasters, and programs because of my spirit in the village. And the book that I wrote, Quote Notes, because it has delivered a substantial mindset for me. Testimonies to the relentless nature of the notes that make my mind function as a person that I am today. I'm very excited about that notion. I'm very excited about that understanding. People quite often assume the role of their thinking that success or failure is up to their own effort without any help from any type of omnipotence. But many type of omnipotence. Sorry, I was thinking of Star Trek there for a minute. the cue. But I believe and have confirmed through various highs and lows in my personal life that empowerment is truly a group activity. That's why we need each other. That's why the spirits in the village matter. Whether you engage the unseen or the seen, which is in the mind, and unify those actions with your body, both elements are required to achieve empowerment. And you're empowering the spirit in the village. And that same place, the invisible, the mind, the spirit, is a part, the part of your mind that lives in the unseen, is where you have engaged God, the belief systems, all these things that help you to achieve. So you can believe me when I tell you my mind is truly a place filled with many different types of thoughts. And I even question the power to think what I'm thinking. Are you truly thinking? Because some people think they're thinking, they don't think. If I go forward in time and I look at something I'm doing in the now and it appears as though it's going to create a negative progression for someone, I'm not truly thinking. But if I'm thinking and I realize and recognize the truism of what I'm thinking about in the now for the future to be perpetual, then I know that it's going to benefit someone, then yes, I am thinking properly. That's a fact. So I have to every day eagerly choose positive thoughts in order to gain momentum for my future. And that which enables and continues to enable my current success ratio in proportion to my personal activities. It's true. I think I'm going to turn my book into an audiobook because this stuff is sounding sweet. For the spirit in the village. You are the spirit in the village. And I love the fact that when I'm speaking on the air and I make a mistake or anything like that with a word or something, I'm going to leave it there. I'm not trying to be a perfectionist at what I'm doing because there is really, truly no such thing. So when we think of where we want to go in life, most of us never really consider the original way of God's will or input in the thought process because many of us now don't believe in God. Matter of fact, I believe the most recent stats suggest that perhaps more than 50% of the United States don't believe in God. And there are 29 billion people who subscribe to God, believe in God. Different races, religions, cultures. And that's part of the spirits in the village. In many instances, we subscribe or tend to subscribe to the belief in many instances of what we are taught by our parents, friends, relatives, church, and our communities in general. And I've always felt that my thoughts, wants, needs, and desires for absolute fulfillment and accomplishment in life was my original thought and still is my original thought, but more of an addendum to that which my family and forefathers taught of. In terms of what I have discovered from a spiritual and visual perspective. In other words, I have always seen God's creation of bearing fruit that prescribes a tradition of success and happiness. Creation is a sweet place. Again, our behavior, our activity, we being the spirits in the village, create or are the catalyst for what transpires in the village because of our mindset. Creation in its most raw form is very descriptive in the ways of empowering you and me, taking care of us. Without the wind, we cannot breathe. or even live to consider the existence of any type of empowerment. Some people told me I'm sick of that word. I can never be sick of the word empowerment because the five fundamentals of empowerment is why I'm here sitting today as a prescription for all digital media. I'm very excited about that fact. Penetrates my mind, my spirit, my heart, my soul. I'm going to suggest that you download or order and have my book shipped to you. It's available on orbispeaks.net under resources. And I don't want you to buy the book simply to buy the book. A lot of people buy books and put them on a shelf and never read them. And they go out and they fight, they argue, they quarrel and wonder why life isn't working. But if you take the knowledge that you purchased at a price and read and activated some of the behaviors and beliefs in the books, you would do much better. Because all of that is the you who are part of the spirit in the village. So as I get ready to close out, I'm going to tell you this. The spirit and the power in the village has caused me to recognize that it's time to love people more. In this season, right now, as a part of the 12 universal laws of success. Yes, I'm being purposeful when I say that. One of the most powerful and most creative books, most inspiring speaker, author, coach, trainer, mentor, Herbert Harris. That book is phenomenal. And I will say this. If I did not stand and deliver, volunteer into my own life to make my life work, the one student, Dawn Lavelle, Miss Dawn Lavelle from Barbados, would not be gaining honorable mention in his new book. Get the new one, where he shares stories of continuing success for the people who are now working with him. The shapeshifters, the development people. Those are the people that are the super achievers. I'm a super achiever. And I know it every step of the way. A super, super achiever. And Herbert and I, at some point, we're going to talk about the spirit in the village, you being the spirit in the village, so we'll have another conversation. Maybe a part two to tonight. To this talk, the conversation, maybe we commence this ceremony with that. I know he was talking to me about doing a song, and I got very excited because we're probably going to do a couple of things coming up in the next couple of, this month rather. And I know that he has a book in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on the music business. And that inspires me. The whole notion of that. These are all some of the spirits in the village. And the time to love is here is the title of his tune. I'm going to play it to you before we close out, because I think it's important. So I encourage everyone today to pause, drop, roll, take a second look at your vitality elements, your presence, your spirit in the village. Are you an impact clear? Are you a change agent for what you see that is not working in community in the spirit of mankind, womankind, humankind? Humankind in general, rather. Stick around. Here's the time to love coming your way. It's got a nice beat to it, too. You listen to Spirituality in the Mix of Your Life. Your life and you are the spirit in the village.
Living a life that's empty, singing a song that's sad, makes you kind of wonder
why everything seems so bad. So many sad faces gazing into space, waiting for somebody else to make the world a better place. Leave it up to the other man or to another day. If anything goes down, be looking the other way. I say, come on everybody, come on everyone. The time to love is here. Let these troubles, they be done. I tell you, come on everybody, come on everyone. The time to love is here. Let these troubled days be done. And sit and wonder how things could be this way. I guess we'd better tell them this is a brand new day. Don't leave it up to the other man or to another day. Take your life into your hands, make it work out your way. It's not the number of times you stumble down and fall upon the ground. It's the number of times you pick yourself up and keep on moving on to meet your goal. Come on everybody, come on everyone. The time to love is here. Let these troubles, they be done. I'll tell you, come on everybody, come on everyone. The time to love is here. Let these troubled days be done.
Family, this is Khalid and you're in tune to CaribVoiceRadio.org, the number one entertainment station in the nation.
Carib Voice Radio.
Believe it.